From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Today marks 2 years since the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision on abortion rights, which reversed Roe v. Wade. Since then, nearly all states in the South have banned access to most abortions. The Pink House, the former clinic at the center of the case, is featured in a new award-winning documentary called No One Asked You. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller sat down with filmmaker, director, and activist Ruth Lightman to talk about the process of making the film over the course of 7 years. They began the conversation discussing where Lightman was when she learned Roe had been overturned.
June 24th is my only daughter's birthday, and she was planning a giant party. And as we were planning that party and as we were setting up for the party earlier that day, is when I found out I was in Chicago, which is where I live. And I'm devastated. I was devastated at the time for all of the people that this would affect, and especially the people in Jackson that I'd come to know and love during this time. I was heartbroken. I think it was always really clear that one case, one state was going to be that race to the bottom, and that turned out to be Mississippi, and I was heartbroken.
Tell me a little bit about this project and how you even came onto this, because it's been 7 long years. So how have you changed since picking up the camera and spending so much time with abortion justice fighters to today having your film out in the world?
Sure. So I had an abortion. And then I had another one a year later. I was a teenager. I was in an abusive relationship. And I know that having that abortion helped me on a path to my own destiny and to become a filmmaker and a storyteller and a photographer, which is what I was. When I had that abortion and I tried to figure out what I wanted to do with my life at the time as a teenager, I wanted to be a photographer, and that's what I did for a long time. And so I knew that that decision was a life-changing decision for me, just like it is for anyone else who has an abortion.
Could you describe the Pink House and what it was like to film there before and after the case was decided?
The first time that we filmed at the Pink House was in 2017, and it was early on in the Vagical Mystery Tour that follows Liz Winstead and Abortion Access Front going through all of the battleground states in the South and the Midwest. And we started to see things escalate. People would come from all over the place. Didn't matter if it was raining, there was church. Church at the gates of hell, as they like to call it. And we started to see things change in the Pink House defenders because they had just been through so much. And then by the time the Dobbs case was decided, they were just worn out.
There's this scene of Dorinda Hancock, one of the Pink House defenders, and she's outside of the Pink House where she and the defenders are facing off with the anti-abortion protesters. It's tense, it's hot, it's loud, but they are determined to show up for their patients. What did it mean for you to be out in the field capturing those stories in those last days?
It meant that it was one of those times where if I had not had a camera in front of my face, I would have either been swinging punches or I would have been crying. Because I just felt like the work that the Pink House defenders did was unlike anything I had ever seen. They were so dedicated. Their days were so long in the heat. And I'm talking about actual heat and the sort of tension heat that happened. It was our worst fear and nightmare coming into play that they were so emboldened. The worse things got state by state, and the fact that the Supreme Court had taken the case, the antis became so emboldened and so mean and arrogant. And I think that kind of hatred is really important for people to see. You know, for as hard as this was on all of us who were engaged in the fight, there was no one that was more boots on the ground than Kim and Dorinda and the other Pink House defenders. We heard story after story of people who had traveled from really far, who didn't have the funds, who needed to come back, and they were just trying to do whatever it took to make sure that these people felt cared for and valued.
That's filmmaker and activist Ruth Lightman speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller about her documentary, No One Ask You. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.